The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
We say, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, unto you be all the glory, unto you be all the worship, unto you be all the honor, unto you be all the adoration. Papa, we thank you. We bless your name. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for the gift of strength. Thank you for the gift of this day. We are grateful, O God, unto you, Father, for what you have done for us through the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you that we have a standing covenant, an eternally standing covenant, speaking for us, fighting for us, defending us, O God. We thank you. We exalt you. We uplift you. We glorify your name. Lipapa rakata kaba itala basha. Rapapapapakata. Iprokoto repapa atakaba jabu rapapapapa. We are grateful unto you, Lord. We thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for the gift of strength. We thank you for the gift of this day. We thank you, Father, oh God. We are grateful. We celebrate you. We thank you that another weekend, oh God, has come. Unto you be all the glory. Unto you be all the worship. Unto you be all the adoration. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Rababa rakatakaba italabasha. Rababa baba katakaba italabasha. Rababa baba italabasha kaba rababa. Ibarababa italabasha kaba rababa. Ibabalaka rababa italabasha kaba ra. Ibalaka rabasa takaba yakarababa. Ibalaka barababa baba baba. Ilebebe iteke barakata kaba italabasha. Lipapa rakata kaba yakata kaba italabasha kaba. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. You are worthy, you are worthy, you are worthy. Lipapa rokoto kaba italabasha. Lipapa rokoto kaba italebeshe, ripapa kataka ba italebeshe, liprokoto kaba italebeshe, marando kalibra kataka ba italebeshe, lipapa rakata kaba italebeshe kebo otola kata. Hallelujah. We thank you. We bless your name. We exalt you. We honor you. We adore you. Ilipapa rakata kaba yakata kaba yakata. Malatika. Libro kutu rabaita kule masita. Jabara katua liba aranta kaba. Boli keremo zikre borotaka. O jali kabore mazi atande. Jebro kutu rate sheke maande. Haluri basu kaliba areto kabayanda. Yusi kaliba rando kasi ali aranda. Jebro kutu rati kema andula sike bayata. Wilali alusa kabali arande. Wula raba itola kreto maandele boshakaya. We thank you, Father. We are grateful.
Thank you, our Lord and our God.
We celebrate your goodness and your mercy.
We bow before you,
Lord. We thank you.
We adore you, Lord.
We say, Lord, you are God.
Yes, Lord.
We say, Lord, you are worthy to be praised. We say, Lord, you are worthy to be magnified. Unto you be all the glory. Unto you be all the worship. Unto you be all the adoration. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Glory,
thank you, Father.
Your holy name.
We bless you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Resurrection, good morning to each and every one of us. I welcome you to Power for Today, coming your way from Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, Destiny House podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi Town. As usual, I'm head pastor Delali Boja being assisted by Gladys and Boja Worldwide and Pascal, our technician. We thank the Lord for yet another day and another morning. From 2 o'clock, the Lord woke me up and then started teaching me things and revealing a lot of things to me. Sometimes that's how it is. So you are not able to actually catch the sleep that you want to sleep. It is not easy when you are, when the hand of God is upon you. There is too much price to pay. I'm telling you, the writer or the teacher, the teaching angel will just tap you and wake you up at a particular time when you want to stretch. And I tell you, you are in between either going back to sleep or obeying him. And sometimes the information you will receive, they are direct from the throne. You haven't heard them here on earth from anybody before. Anything like that you hear is similar, but not exactly as the messenger angel and teaching angel is releasing to you. And missing that information, I tell you that it can cause some 10 years delay in your life. That is why we don't miss these things. So pray for us. It is not easy at all when you become a channel. Like God was just saying something to me. It's a personal thing. I can't tell you who I am, who he has made me. If you are like that, I tell you, the price is too heavy. The price is too much. The price is just too heavy and too much. But the Lord, the grace of God will always be with us. Pray with us, beloved. This morning, we are breaking free of the power of witchcraft. We are breaking free of the power. We are continuing, but I've altered the theme a little bit. Breaking free to survive end time upsurge of the power of witchcraft. Breaking free to survive the end time upsurge of the power of witchcraft. The end time upsurge. The word upset simply means escalation. The end time escalation of witchcraft. Beloved, the war that is going on in the Middle East. You see, I thank God. Sometime after the teaching angel has revealed these things to me, before I begin to see them in the media outlets, and I get shocked. Sometime verb to verbatim. I don't know whether it's the same delivery angel that is releasing, because we know that the media belongs to the prince of the power of the air. Ephesians chapter, is it chapter 2 verse 2 or something? Yes. No, Ephesians chapter 6, is it verse 1? The prince of the power of the air is Ephesians chapter 2 verse 2. Yes. He is the chief of the media, the prince of the power of the air, the devil. He's in charge. He's in charge, Papa. That's why you don't rely on media. Many things you are hearing on the media, they are not true. They are not real. They are not real. There are forces and power behind. I don't want to mention some media houses. Yes. They will give you a different account of what is actually going on the ground. That is one of the strategies of the devil to misinform and disinform. He never speaks the truth. He has used the media to seduce the whole world. Yes, he is described as, he leads the whole world astray. When you read Revelation chapter 12, he leads all the whole world astray. How does he lead the whole world astray? By misinformation. Somebody should write it for me. How does the devil or Satan lead the whole world astray? By misinformation. Let me read Revelation chapter 7, even before I come to Micah. Revelation chapter 7 from verse, sorry. Revelation chapter 12 from verse 7. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angel fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back. But he was not strong enough, and they lost their place in heaven. Verse 9. The great dragon, these are the names of Satan. The great dragon was held down. That ancient serpent, called the devil or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. He was held to the earth and his angels with him. Who leads the whole world astray? How does he lead the whole world astray? Through the media. Through the media. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins. 2. In which you used to live when you followed the ways of the world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. This is the spirit in charge of the media. This is the spirit in charge of the social media, social network. 90% of everything you are seeing on social network is fake. 90% is fake. It is cooked to manipulate people's minds, to seduce people's minds. I am not against media. In fact, I really thank God for social media. We are learning a lot. But I'm just telling you the truth from God's perspective. If your information is from social media, everything is from social media, 70% you have been led astray. We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit to discern. Yes, we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit to discern. I really thank God. I learned a lot from social media. But you should be aware that social media, I am talking about like those things, they give you, those things are genuine. Yes, because what is there? We have the Bible also now on phone, and they are a blessing. But when it comes to information, news. I heard something, and when I got the actual thing, journalists, they report what they want people to hear. Yes, they will come and interview you. What you tell them is not what they tell people. So what you are hearing about people, what you are hearing on the ground is not necessarily what actually it is. Now people can even take pictures. They can turn people's pictures. They can turn people's voices. They can do anything. This is all to lead the whole world astray throughout the media. Through the media. I don't want to mention some international media houses who are seriously anti-Christian. They are seriously anti-kingdom. And I'm surprised. There are people online here. They are specialists on those medias. They are specialists. Like Genesis chapter 3 verse 13. Eve said, I was deceived. The word deceived is not deceived. It's seduced. Seduced. Who has bewitched you? Galatians 3:1. Foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? The prince of the power of the air used the media to bewitch. Somebody should write it for me. The prince of the power of the air used the media to bewitch people's minds. Use the media to bewitch people's mind. Please, the Holy Spirit is the truth. Yes, when I go, I will send the comforter. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will lead you into what? into all truths, into all truths, into all truths, into all truths, into all truths. On 31st March, is it 2021 or 2020, when coronavirus, when we had the lockdown, is it 2020? 2020, yes. 31st March 2020, I was walking at the car park here, my house here, praying. Bah! The delivery angel appeared. The teaching angel, the revealer. I had to start writing verbatim about the coronavirus. What it is. He told me what it is, where it is coming from. This and this and this and this and that. Pray for two people who are going to be attacked, removed and killed. Donald Trump, Mugufuli of Tanzania. Pray for them. Go to 2020, my Facebook. Go to my wall. It is there. I put everything there. They are late. It is there. Has it happened? Didn't they remove Donald Trump? Didn't they kill Mugufuli of Tanzania? And after that, the angel told me more, which I didn't put on Facebook. Today, Europe, America, they are removing the vaccines. Yes. They are rejecting the vaccines. Why am I saying this? There is an escalation of witchcraft, divination and sorcery in the end time. Beloved, you know, I don't talk about this witchy, but this is the time to talk about it and pray about it. In fact, let me read to you what the teaching angel was just revealing to me. Yes. Satan, through the agency of witchcraft, is strongly announcing his presence in this end time to distract attention from Jesus' coming and preparation towards his coming. Let me read that again. I got this, when did this just arrive? 5 a.m. Satan, through the agency of witchcraft, is strongly announcing his presence in this end time to distract attention from Jesus' coming and his preparation. Yes, Satan. And then another thing he said, let me read it. Satan, through the agency of witchcraft, is strongly announcing his presence in this end time to distract attention from Jesus' coming and preparation towards his coming. Because when the message of Christ's coming is so much, people will start preparing. People will start watching their lives because they don't want to miss the rapture. So because of that, Satan is strongly announcing his presence through the agency of witchcraft. Witchcraft to distract people's mind. And what? How does he do this? How does he do this? By creating situations in the world, by creating situations around you that affects you, by creating situations. Look, the war in the Middle East. Do you know the people behind it? Do you know the organizations behind it? The world in the Middle East is an occultic organization. Occultic organization that is behind it. The teaching angel was just telling me. And bah, on Facebook, something just pop up. Yes, Chris Oyakilome, were just giving the history. What somebody has said. What the head of an occultic group has written down some years ago to happen. Exactly that is what is happening. Exactly that is what is happening. Exactly that is what is happening. Yes. You see, they want to quicken the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. They know, you see, when you are already a dead person, you know that you are going to face hellfire. You have nothing to lose. You want to escalate evil for more blood, more souls to die and go to hell with you. That is actually what is happening. What is going on in the Middle East? Listen to me. It's not, look, the whole world is coming against Israel. And let me tell you, not only Israel, the church. The church, who, anything that touches Israel is the church. Even though Israel is just a physical Israel. Israel, only 1% are Christians. Only 1% believe in Christ. Yes. Okay, only 10%. Only 1% are evangelical Christian. Only 1% are charismatic or Pentecostal. Yeah, take it like that. 10% is the second atheistic country in the world after France. They don't believe in any God. In fact, the Christ we are praying to or serving, they are expecting the Christ who will come and fight their battles and give the land to them. But you know, like God told me, how to survive this end time, how to survive witchcraft attack, how to survive. One of the things the teaching angel was telling me is that be conscious of the fact that you have a standing covenant backing you. Yes, we have a standing covenant. Israel has a standing covenant, Abrahamic covenant. That is why that nation has not been decimated or annihilated like Haman wanted to do in the days of Esther. Look, everything that is happening, Haman tried it all. Historically, it has happened. Everything that is happening to the church, Israel, historically, it has happened. Haman paid money. 3.7 billion today. Dollars. 10,000 silver. For those who would destroy the Israelites, going house to house like Hamas, slaughtering them. Do you know that the word Hamas means violent and destruction in Genesis chapter 6 verse 11? It was because of Hamas that God destroyed the whole world through the flood. Hamas. Genesis chapter 6 verse 11. It's in the Bible. Hamas. Violence. Destruction. They destroy human beings. It's a spirit. Beloved, it is a spirit. And these are agents and agencies. So you see, everything that, but look, they have a standing covenant that is backing them. They have fought a standing covenant. Look at the bloodshed. Look at the bloodshed. Innocent civilians. Look at what they did to Israel. Yes. Exactly. What Haman did. Today, somebody paid them. Somebody paid Hamas to do what they did. Somebody has paid them to do what they are doing. Look at the slaughtering. Babies. Children being slaughtered before their parents. Parents being slaughtered before children. Women being raped on the streets and all that. And you think this is from God? This from God? Never. Never. This an escalation of witchcraft. It's an upset of witchcraft. Now that Israel is retaliating, the whole world is suddenly against Israel. Look at that. Look at that. That is satanism at work. No more rationalism. No more reasoning. No more reasoning. No more rationalism. Do you know that Israel hates murder? Do you know that they frown on murder? They frown on killing Israel. Because God said, thou shalt not take life. Even though they are not Christian, they practice Judaism. Judaism is so much ingrained in their blood. When you go to Israel, all the holidays in the Bible, they practice it. The country is governed by what? Judaism. 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 So, that was why in 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 26 and 27, 1 Kings 3, 26 and 27, when war broke out against Israel and the king of Moab, and when the king of Moab realized that he was going to lose the battle, he picked his son who succeeded him and slaughtered him on the wall. And the Bible said that the fury, two things happened. When this king did that, Satan himself came and stood there. Number two, Israel couldn't stand because they couldn't stand the slaughtering of human beings. No, Israel couldn't stand. They couldn't stand in their law. You don't slaughter a human being. God's image, you can't touch it. It's a curse on you. So Israel doesn't do that. But they can do all any other evil. Prostitution, they are number one. What are you talking about? And all that. But now that they are retaliating, look at what is happening. Innocent people are dying. That area, that's where the war of Armageddon will come. Look, two things. Either we are in the end time, the trumpet will sound any moment from now, or Satan, through the agency of witchcraft, is just announcing his presence. Because he has realized that attention is gone to Christ too much, to God. So he wants to announce. And let me tell you, the only thing that glorifies Satan is death. The only thing that dignifies Satan is when people are crying, when there is death, bloodshed, catastrophe, all manner of evil. That is what dignifies and glorifies him, because he is behind. He leads the whole world what astray through what media. Somebody should write it. He leads the whole world astray through what media. Media. He leads the whole world astray. Revelation 12:9. Through what media. Ephesians 2:2. Through what media. The prince of the power of the air. The prince of the power of the air seduce nations. Yes, somebody should write this. Satan bewitched or seduced nations, cultures through witchcraft. Through witchcraft and through the witchcraft activated by the prince of the power of the air. Satan, somebody should write this. Satan bewitches or seduces people's mind, cultures, through witchcraft projected by the prince of the power of the air, through witchcraft projected by the prince of the power of the air. You know, because we are always watching things, listening to things, church, we are all vulnerable. What do you give your mind to? What do you give your attention to? You are vulnerable to it. What do you give your ear to? You are vulnerable. That is why this time, church, if there is anything we should do more, pray more, be sensitive more, listening more to the Holy Spirit. This is the time we should develop and grow more in the Holy Spirit. I am telling you, God was telling me something yesterday. We went to pastor's credential. When we were there, I didn't see myself there. Among pastors, it was as if I was alone. When the revealing angel came and incarnated me as a leading pastor, she saw me just typing things on my tablet, When they say clap, I was typing seat. I was still standing typing up. It was as somebody tapped me. They said we should sit down. Before it was as if I was alone. And one of the things that the revealing angel, the Rhema angel, was telling me, oh my God, I was shocked. I was shocked about the 100 days prayer marathon. See, those who miss it, they have missed 2024. Those who miss these 100 days, they have missed their 2024. They have missed it. That these 100 days, we are actually redeeming our 2024. We are setting up our 2024. I was shocked. I was shocked. You see, if you are not in the script, how do you know this? You just think that, oh, this man is worrying us. Is it how? 100 days. How? 100 days. But you see what the Holy Spirit is saying? You see what the delivery angel is revealing? When you are working with God, it's not easy. You act in ways that sometimes you yourself, you don't understand. Beloved, we are breaking free from witchcraft. And we are breaking the power of witchcraft. At the 11th hour, we are going to lift the victory banner over witchcraft. Over witchcraft. I'm going to say some things there. Over witchcraft. Beloved, two prayer points. You yourself, break free. Break your mind free. Break your thoughts free. Break your marriage free. Break your husband free. Break your wife and children free. In fact, you start with the internal of you. Internal. Break your soul free. The essence of you. What makes you who you are? The essence of you. Your soul. Break your soul free. Anything connected to your inside. Break your soul free. Break your mind free. Break your will free. Break your emotions free. Break your senses free. Then, outward. Break your marriage free. Break your husband free. Break your wife free. Break your children free. Break your career free. Break your business, your seat, break all those things. Then things connected to you. Things connected to you. Break your dream free. Break your destiny free. Break your testimony free. Break your prophetic word free. Yes. All this is one prayer. You are breaking yourself out free. Then the second one. Lift the victory banner over nations. Set the victory banner against witchcraft in that office. Against witchcraft in that nation. Against witchcraft in that town, in that city. Lift the victory banner against witchcraft. Look, when you go to Acts chapter 8, in Samaria, this wizard, one wizard, conquered the whole Samaria. You see, this is to confirm to you that Satan uses the agency of witchcraft to bewitch and to seduce nations. Philip in Samaria. That is Acts chapter 8 from verse 9. Now for some time, a man named Simon had practiced sorcery, that's witchcraft, in the city and amazed all the people of Samaria. He boasted that he was someone great, and all the people, both high and low, gave him their attention and exclaimed, "This man is the divine power known as the great power." Your Bible, later, some of you are driving. When you open your Bible, you see that there was great power there. Capital G and capital P. Great power. And that is not small. Simon, the sorcerer, has seduced the whole of Samaria. Look. Sorcery, witchcraft, bewitches nations and continents. tribes, people, to think in a certain way, to think in a, that is why we need the word of God. Oh. We need Sunday school. We need the word. We need the word. Oh. Otherwise, you'll be carrying some ideology, some philosophy, some mindset that is already settling you for less. Oh, these days, as of men, they are like that. As of women, where? How do you see it? Who told you that? Who told you that? Wives are like that. Me, my wife is not like that. My wife is not like that. If you continue to say women are like that, your woman will be like that. She will become worse. Men are like that. Your husband will become worse. Rather, say what your husband is supposed to be. Say it. God has just used me to deliver a couple in Australia. Yes. God has just used me to deliver a couple in Australia. Young couple. They are in their 40s anyway. Yes. By this, look. Say what you want to see your husband be. Touch your husband pillow. So, so and so. Anoint his shoe. This and that. Speak. You to husband. Say what you want. The two of them. Come and see now. The other day, they sent me a message. They travel somewhere for holiday. They have never done that before. They travel somewhere. They send me pictures. When they were on boat. How do we call that, those boats? Something boat. Boat on the sea. You're driving. I say, wow. Wow. You know, that is how witches cast spell. Oh. I think today, at the 11th hour, I may teach on spells or something. Deliverance from spells. Spells are words. They mention your name. Your name. Who you are. They mention your name. All that they need is your name. Then the person casting the spell, they are words. They are speaking. For instance, they will be speaking, Bruce, Bruce, Bruce. I am using Bruce. I'm not using, my grandfather is Boja Bruce. So it's my grandfather's name. Bruce, 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 Bruce. Bruce, Bruce, this. Bruce, Bruce, you are like this. You are like this. You are like... They will be speaking what they want to see. And why they are saying that, eh? In their mind, they are seeing it. Are you understanding? They are picturing that thing that they are saying. They are seeing you suffering it. That's what you call spell. That's how they cast spell. That's how they cast spell. Yes, beloved, I've not even read the actual scripture. We want to pray. Micah chapter 5 verse 12 and 13. Micah 5, 12 and 13. I will destroy your witchcraft and you will no longer cast spells. I will destroy your carved images and your sacred stones from among you. You will no longer bow down to the work of your hands. Of course, Galatians 3, 1. Who has bewitched you? You foolish Galatians. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 and 20, the works of the flesh, witchcraft is among them. Exodus chapter 22, 18, suffer no witch to live. Suffer no witch to live. Do you know why God takes a hard stand on witchcraft? Do not allow a sorceress to live. Do you know why God takes this hard stand? Because witchcraft is the open door into spiritism. Witchcraft ushers you into spiritism. In fact, witchcraft is the gateway into all manner of spirit, myriads of spirit. Is the gateway. The moment you are initiated into witchcraft, you are open to all manner of spirit. That's why God said, those who do that, don't let them live. And let me tell you, any group that you are, any secret religious group, apart from Christianity, the first initiation is witchcraft. When they say, bring your picture, bring your this, they initiate you into what? Witchcraft. Because the first thing you need to survive is hardened heart, fearless face. Yes, hardened heart, fearless face, dead spirit. You know, when we say dead spirit, you are dead to pain. You are dead to suffering. When people are suffering, it's nothing to you. I didn't bring my tablet here. Those are the things I teach at the 11th hour. They are on my tablet that I've developed. Yes. Yes. Hardened heart. Hardened heart. Fearless face. Yes. Seared conscience. Seared conscience. Yes. Dead to what? Dead to pain. Dead to humanity. Look, most of this group, their social thing they go and do, or flat, they are giving all this. It's a camouflage. It's a camouflage, I'm telling you. It's a camouflage. It's a camouflage. The devil, oh, you don't know him. The devil will initiate something to kill, and then he will come there and show love. Yes. You don't know who is called Satan or the devil. Eh? He will be destroying something, and then he will turn back and come and show. You know, Satan is only dignified when there is human suffering. I'm telling you, when there is human suffering, when people are crying in pain, when people are dying, bloodshed, hunger, famine, evil, armed robbery, shooting here and there, that is what brings him joy. But for God, when people are celebrating and thanking God and are happy, that is what. So you see, he will initiate all this and go behind. Anybody who has joined any group and initiated in it, look, apart from Old Student Association, groups like Old Student Association, Town Development Association, Town Development Association, so, so and so. Most of these social groups, I don't want to mention any, they are secret occult groups. They are secret occult. This thing can be, they say, we are a social, this thing, it's a lie. It's a lie. They use that as a cover up. It's a lie. It's a total lie. So you join them, they will take you through some rituals. You recite some things. Look, all those reciters, all those what reciters are initiations. Those reciters are what initiations. Because you see, they know people are smart now. They know that if they say they want to baptize you, they want to wash your feet, or they want to do this, there will be questions. So now it is what? Reciters. Any group you belong, and they have special reciters listening to the words. Listen to the words well, whether they coordinate with the word of God. Many Christians are involved in these things, but they don't know. That's why battles are not ceasing in your life. I'm telling you, battles are not ceasing in your life. I attended somebody's funeral. That was when I got to know the groups that the person belonged. And I was shocked. They mentioned this group. They mentioned this group. They mentioned this group. I said, wow. 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 Yes. I attended a funeral in one of the regions. I said, wow. I'm not saying don't belong to groups. But let me tell you. The safe groups, your working groups, your office group, yes, your old student, town development association, area group. Please, these groups are the social, they are the real, so they, nothing is attached to them. Old student, so and so. But other groups. Who told you that they are just group? They are the social wing of witchcraft. They are the social wing of occultism. They are the social wing of other dangerous things. They are the social wing. And let me tell you, it is only when you reach degree 31 to 33 degree, that's when you actually see Satan. Those who get to 31, 33 degree, 31, 32 to 33, the highest is 33 degree, they see Satan. It is only there that you get to know. It is only when you get there. So you see, when they initiate you, they can manipulate you like remote control. You are an elementary witch. You are not an elementary witch. You are an elementary witch. That's why some people are heartless. They are fearless. They are bold. No, please, let me explain. Like I'm already writing the book. Nobody should... Facebook... Okay, I've said this in Facebook. Nobody should plagiarize this to write anything out because the book is coming out. When you do that, you'll be exposed because what is inside the book, they will know that you copied from this. Now, let me explain this, please. We have natural endowment. Naturally, people are bold. People are strong. People are fearless. That natural one is natural. It has nothing to do with spirit or occultism. No. We have natural endowment. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about demonic one. And you see, the enemy takes advantage of our natural weaknesses or natural boldness. Also, let me say this. How you know signs of being under witchcraft attack. You are not yourself. You are worried. You are this, something is controlling. We are the natural ones. So we are but you see, the natural ones, I don't know how to describe. The natural ones, they are not pervasive and prevailing. They are not pervasive. They don't spread. They don't penetrate too much. They are not forceful. But when it is witchcraft, it is so demanding. It is so seducing. It is so domineering. In fact, the fear associated with witchcraft is more than something. The fear associated with witchcraft. There is natural fear. There is natural worry. But the worry associated with witchcraft, as if you should kill yourself. You can't just, something is happening. You are not just yourself. That is witchcraft. That is witchcraft. So all these things, that's why we need the Holy Spirit to discern. To discern. But even if it is natural, don't let it stay. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Declare the blood. And fix your mind on a scripture. Get a scripture and say it. Declare. And begin to engage your will. I will not. I will not do this. This thing will never happen to me. This is not true. As you begin to speak like that, you become free. You become free. Both natural and witchcraft. So, beloved, the days in which we are terrible days. We want to pray now. Say the name of Jesus Christ. I break free with the blood of Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost fire in the area of my life and the witchcraft manipulation and the witchcraft intimidation and the witchcraft domination in the area of my life. I break free in the name of Jesus. I break myself free. I break myself free. I break myself free. I break myself free from the power of witchcraft, from the absence of end time, power of witchcraft, the absence of end time, power of witchcraft. I break myself free. 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 I break myself free.
Yes, Lord. I break myself free.
I break myself free. Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name, we want to start with what is your essence. You are going to break free. What is you? The essence of you. Yes, your soul, your mind, your will. Your... Say, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
With the blood of Jesus Christ.
With the blood of Jesus Christ.
And the Holy Ghost fire.
And the Holy Ghost fire.
I break myself free.
I break myself
I break my soul free.
I break my soul free.
I break my mind free.
I break my mind
I break my emotions free.
I break my emotions
I break my senses free.
I break my senses
I break my will free.
I break my will
from the power of witchcraft.
From the power of witchcraft.
I break free. I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free. I break free. I break free. I break free. I break free.
I break free.
I break free. I break free.
Talabasha,
le breketeke
barakata, ile
papa
italabasha katakabaya, ile
brokotokaba
italabasha, le
brokotokaba
araba papa. I break myself free. I break myself free.
I break my mind free.
I break my will free.
I break my emotions free.
I break free. I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break my mind free. I break my soul free. I break my emotions free. I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
In
Jesus' mighty name. Now you are going to break free things outside you. Say, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
I break free.
I break free.
My marriage.
My marriage.
I break free.
I break free.
My husband.
My husband.
I break free.
I break free.
My wife.
My wife.
I break free.
I break free.
My children.
My children.
I break free.
I break free.
My home.
My home.
I break free.
I break free.
My family.
My family.
From the power of witchcraft.
Power of witchcraft.
I break free. I break free.
I break free. I break free.
I break free. I break free.
I break free.
I break free. My career.
I break free. My career.
I break free. My job.
I break free. My job.
I break free. My work.
I break free my work.
I break free my position.
I break free my position.
I break free my promotion.
I break free my promotion.
I break free my seat.
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 I break free my finances.
I break free my partners.
I break free. I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free. I break free,
break free, break free.
I break my
finances.
I break my children free. I break my home free. I break my career free. I break my home free. I break my finances
free. Free,
break free,
break free, break free, break free.
From the absence of witchcraft,
break free, break free, break free.
I break it free.
Break your home free.
I break my home free.
Break your home free.
Break my home free.
Break your wife free.
Break my wife free.
Break your husband free.
Break my husband free.
Break your children free.
Break my children free.
Break your family free.
Break my family free.
Break free, break free, break free.
Break our yes, Lord.
Our
career free. I break my career free. I break my destiny free. I break my dreams free. I break my stuff free. I break my, yes Lord.
Break free, break free, break free.
I break free,
break free, break free, break free,
break free,
break free,
break free,
break free, break free your ministry, break free your ministry,
break free your ministry,
break free your ministry,
break free your ministry,
break free your ministry,
break
your body free,
yes Lord,
break your body free,
break my body free,
break your body free,
yes Lord,
break your body free,
my body free,
part of your body,
part of my body,
part of your body,
and the witchcraft
attack, and the witchcraft influence,
and the witchcraft.
Break your body free.
I break my
break your body
free.
Break your body free.
Break
your body free.
Break your body free.
Break your body free.
Break your
body free.
Break your body free.
Break your body free.
Break your body free.
Break your body free.
Break your career free.
Break your career free.
Break your job free.
Break your job free.
Break my job free.
Break my position free.
I break it free from every witchcraft attack, from the upset of witchcraft attack. Yes, Lord, in these end times, I break it free.
We are going to break free our endowments. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I break free my dream.
I break free my dream.
I break free my destiny.
I break free my destiny.
I break free my testimony.
I break free my testimony.
I break free my prophetic word.
I break free my prophetic word.
I break free God's promises unto me.
I break free God's promises.
I break free my expectations.
I break free my expectations.
I break free my delivery angel.
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 I break free my expectation.
I break free my expectation.
I break free. I break free.
I break free my prophetic word.
I break free my endowment.
I break free, my
I break free, I break free,
I break free,
Shakata Kabarakata,
Ilipapa,
Italabasha,
Labapa, Ivalaka Rabapa, Atakabaya,
Ilipapa, Rakata,
Ilipapa,
Rakata Kabaya.
I break free my destiny, I break free my dreams, I break free, I break free. I break free my expectations. I break free my testimony. I break free my miracle. I break free my prophetic word. I break free. I break free. I break free, break free,
break free, break free, break free, break free,
break free, break free,
break free. Libaba rakata kabale kete kabale.
I break free. I break free.
I break free. I break free.
I break free. I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
Shakata kabaya kata kabaya kata
kabaya.
Ile papa araba kata kabaya.
Ile papa
itakabaya.
Ibala kata kaba
italabasha.
Raba papa papa
papa papa. I break free. I break free my expectations.
Name.
My prophetic word. Amen.
Now, how do you, we need to secure ourselves. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus
I
Christ.
I secure myself.
I secure myself.
I secure my atmosphere.
I secure my atmosphere.
I secure my environment.
I secure my environment.
Against witchcraft.
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 I secure.
I secure.
In the blood.
In the blood of Jesus.
I secure in the blood.
I secure in the blood.
I secure in the blood.
I secure in
the eternal covenant.
In the eternal covenant.
In the eternal covenant. In the blood of the eternal covenant.
I secure covenant. Myself
I secure against myself any form of witchcraft,
any form of
from
witchcraft,
any angel.
Attack from any
I secure,
angel.
I secure
everything
in the secret place of the Most High.
In the secret place of the Most High.
And the shadow of the Almighty,
I secure
myself
against end time,
upset of witchcraft,
against end time,
upset of witchcraft,
against end time,
against end time,
upset of witchcraft,
I secure myself.
I secure myself. I secure my home. I secure my home. I secure my marriage. I secure my husband. I secure my children. I secure my wife. I secure my testimony. I secure my breakthroughs. I
Ibarakata kaba italabasha,
la papa rakata kaba ya, Ibarakata kaba italabasha,
la papa rakata kaba italabasha,
le papa rakata kaba italabasha. I secure myself in the blood
in
of
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now we are going to lift the victory banner.
Yes, Lord.
Against witchcraft, wherever we are. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
We lift the victory banner.
We lift the victory banner.
Of the blood of Jesus.
Of the blood of Jesus.
We lift the victory banner.
We lift the victory banner.
Against witchcraft.
Against witchcraft.
Against witchcraft.
Against witchcraft.
Against witchcraft.
Against witchcraft.
Against the end time.
Against the end time.
Upsurge of witchcraft.
Upsurge of witchcraft.
Over this nation.
Over this nation.
Over this city.
Over this city.
Over this town.
Over this town.
Over this company.
Over this company.
Over this work.
Over this work.
In this office.
In this office.
In this office.
In this office.
In this neighborhood.
In this neighborhood.
This locality,
in this locality,
we lift the victory banner.
We lift the victory banner.
We lift the victory banner.
The victory banner.
We lift the victory banner.
Victory banner
of the eternal blood,
the eternal blood
against witchcraft,
witchcraft,
against witchcraft,
against witchcraft,
against witchcraft,
against witchcraft
in this office,
in this office,
in this office,
in this office,
in this department,
in this department,
in this department,
in this department,
in this home,
in this home,
in this family,
in this family,
in this family,
in this family,
in this city,
in this city,
in this town,
in this town,
in this village,
in this village,
in this nation,
in this nation,
kabarakata kabayakata.
Bali Karo Shakaya. I lift the victory banner of Christ. Yes, Papa Rakata Kabaya.
We lift the victory banner
of the eternal blood
against witchcraft power.
Against witchcraft power
operating
in this nation,
operating in the atmosphere,
operating in the environment,
operating among people,
in this
vicinity, in this environment,
in this area,
in this city, in this town,
in this neighborhood,
in this church,
in this church,
in this office,
in this office,
in this office,
in this office,
in this shop,
in this shop,
in this shop,
in this company,
in this department,
le papa rakata kaba itale beshe,
le papa rakata kaba itale basha,
la papa rakata kaba yakata kaba ya,
le papa leketeke barakata kaba yakata kaba yakata,
le preketeke barakata kaba itale basha,
la papa rakata kaba
yes, in this nation.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
We lift the blood of the eternal covenant over every activity this
yes,
weekend.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Over every activity this weekend. We secure every activity this weekend in the blood.
Amen.
Those who are traveling for funerals and other places, the activities that are being held behind, the weddings and other things, yes, we secure, we secure, we secure, we secure in the blood.
Yes, Lord.
We secure in the blood.
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 We secure in the blood. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Beloved, God bless you for joining. Remember this. I want to say this. Please. Everything that is happening, every evil thing, look, every activity of the devil or Satan is against two people, the nation Israel physically and the church. Believers, believer, I'm telling you, in that office, you believer, you are the stumbling block. I'm telling you. In that flat where people are living, you the Christian, you the believer. You see, Satan wants to rule everybody, but you are his stumbling block. So you are the number one enemy. Know this, Christian. Know this. Look, in that workplace. That is why you need to stand. You need to take your stand. And let me tell you, don't fear witchcraft. One of the things, I just read it to you. One of the things, I don't know whether I read it. One of your victory over witchcraft is that be conscious that eternal covenant is backing you. Eternal covenant is speaking for you. Look, even when you are asleep, you are not aware. The eternal covenant is doing what is speaking for you, is fighting for you. So you have nothing to worry or to fear about witchcraft. Only be conscious of their activities and know that the eternal covenant is fighting for you. I declare this weekend a blessed weekend.
Amen.
A weekend full of testimonies. Amen. Remember, there is going to be a break in November. Somebody is not happy at all that, Pastor, now that you started this topic, why don't you continue for some time? There is going to be a break in November. So I think Monday 29th, I will see whether that will be our last day. Monday 29th. Then there is going to be a break. I have to also organize myself. I have to also have myself. Yes. I have to also be myself. Yes. I need to be myself a little. We need to be ourselves a little and organize ourselves. This thing that we are doing, all the powers that are fighting you, they are turning against us. I'm telling you, they are turning against. Some of you don't even pray for us. We need prayer. Paul said, pray for me. We need prayer more than you. I'm telling you. Because all the forces that we are tackling in your lives.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.